T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Can I tell you both, I had a dream that I was back in my grade school gym playing in like an alumni game. I was wearing jeans and a t-shirt, okay, and somehow was playing. And that in the dream, I'm not kidding you, I made like 5 3-pointers in a row, straight possessions. And in the dream said, maybe now more people will actually believe me when I say. So like I knew of the 9 straight 3s story in the dream. And was hoping that this would further legitimize what
the
I
five
had done.
Would.
Yeah, that I had made 5 in a grade school alumni game, wearing jeans and a t-shirt, apparently.
Do you believe the actual story?
Yes.
You do?
I don't think that Chris has it in him to make something like that up.
I really want to see him shoot a basketball.
I've seen it. He's a good shooter. He can get hot.
The thing I think that I have been fair about through all of this is I acknowledge that I'm not a good enough shooter that I should ever be able to do it.
And you've been self-deprecating about your high school career.
One day, I got red hot for literally a span of 10 minutes of a game, a pickup game, and that was it. Sun shines on a dog's ass, Andy Warhol's 15 minutes of fame, all that stuff.
Doran, you had, I think, on Twitter, and you got a lot of attention for it. You had a theory on why the Steelers picked, and by the way, the other name I heard today in terms of quarterback coach interview with Bill Lazor, who took the Bears OC job.
Good luck, buddy.
Ben McAdoo.
Homer City's finest.
Really? Yeah. Former Giants head coach, Packers guy.
He strikes me as a guy that needed probably less of a job than Giants head coach. Yes. Probably was not cut out for that level of pressure.
No doubt.
But probably, I mean, and that's the weird thing in the NFL. Dudes like that get a reputation, and admittedly, I feed into it. Like, what a joke, right? But he's probably pretty good at certain things where he's behind the scenes.
Yeah.
So they picked Canada from that list of candidates, and you had a theory on that.
Yeah, I mean, if you look back and you look like the track record in the past couple of years, I mean, look at a guy that's like Eddie Faulkner, who's the running back coach for the Steelers now, was Jalen Samuels' coach whenever he was in college at NC State. Familiarity's big in the game now, especially for a young player. So I feel that not only did the Steelers hire Canada to be a quarterback coach to have influence on offense, but to get the most out of James Conner when he is healthy. I did get a lot of backlash from that tweet.
Why?
Saying,
who are these people that are?
No, there's nobody. I mean, you know how people like to tweet and say whatever they don't even make sense, but you know, they like to say whatever. But they're like, well, James Conner has to stay healthy. That's the only way he can make himself better. Like, I get that.
Yeah.
I get that, obviously. But if you look deeper into the situation, Matt Canada made James Conner a really good running back whenever he was at the University of Pittsburgh. James Conner was obviously really good before that. But Matt Canada can run. You said this the other day, maybe yesterday.
Well, I was drafting off of something you said, though, because it sparked in my mind. Pony said something, then it sparked in my mind that the thing about that team was they ran power football
right.
A lot at teams. They would run all this window dressing and then just line up because they had O'Neal run it right at him. I'm sorry. I was laughing on the air because I saw one of the first tweets that was sent to you. It is by a serial offender of stupid tweets who I had muted, who works maybe in this building on the other side of the building, who shall remain nameless.
But
you're right, though. I think, and didn't you say this yesterday, Pony? Guys get hired for that kind of a job. And with the Steelers, and Ed backed this up, there was a linebackers coach way back when Chuck Knoll was the coach, who started to hold more sway over the overall defense because Knoll respected him. Just because Canada's in there working with the quarterbacks doesn't mean he just ignores, right?
Well, it's
everything
like Munchak
else that happens.
Mike Munchak didn't just coach Alejandro Villanueva. He was very much involved in their offensive game planning, their run calls, which ones worked, which formations are we going to run them out of, who's going to be on the field in these situations. We need third and short. Who's the running back? What's the formation? Which offensive lineman? Is there a tight end? Is there a fullback? Like, he had a lot of say and a lot of clout there. And I'm not sure. I've not heard anybody confirm to me that Canada was hired, you know, with the idea that he was going to get more out of Conner. But where I agree with you, Doran, is with this. It doesn't hurt Connor that there's somebody else now in the building on the coaching staff who believes in him.
Yep.
He has somebody else who is, you would think, based on their shared experience, who is an advocate for James Connor, the football player.
Well, can he? Does he have experience as like a healer of any kind? Because that's going to be the most important thing with Connor. And I don't even mean that to be like petty or glib. He needs to stay healthy. And Matt Canada can only be a guy who vouches for him or who's a believer in him so much. Got to stay available on the field.
Well, to feed into what the people were saying on Twitter, he has to stay available in what you're saying. And you're going to think I'm crazy. I mean, there are plays that you're familiar with that you know. All right, well, once I break to the second level, I know that where the linebackers are going to be, so maybe I should get down. You know, being familiar with an offense, and I'm not saying that Matt Canada is going to run the offense. I'm saying that he'll have influence of the offense. Yeah. But some of the things that he might influence James Conner doing, he might be familiar with.
Do you think James should make more business decisions?
Yes.
So do I.
No doubt. He has to evolve. I brought this up, I think maybe on a Steelers show. You know, if you look at Shady, I talked to Shady in the springtime. I was like, how you feeling? You know, you're going to your 10th year. How you feeling? He's like, you know, I don't get hit. And I was like, yeah, you don't get hit. I was like, James Conner needs to develop that mentality. Don't get hit.
How hard is it, though, when you're a power back and not an elusiveness guy to do something like you're both describing, where if you're thinking about your next contract, are you wondering, wait a minute, are these teams wondering why I'm shying away from contact at the end of runs?
I think his durability is what will get him paid in the league. And if he doesn't prove that he can stay healthy for a full season, he's not going to get what he wants. And so,
isn't the more accurate way to say that his lack of durability is what will prevent him from getting paid in the league? Like, you have to go with the negative here because we've seen more lack of durability than.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.